This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Fast casual is that restaurant style that falls somewhere between McDonald's and not McDonald's. Chipotle and Panera are two frequently cited examples. Boston Market is right in there, too. Used to be one of the biggest names in fast casual, known for its chicken. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. CEO George Michel is trying to bring the company back. Mr. Michel, it's good to have you here.
Great to be with you, Kai.
Let's get this out of the way right up front. Do you really call yourself the big chicken at Boston Market?
Absolutely. That's what my business card says, and that's how I introduce myself to all our employees. It's always frightening to speak to a CEO, but the minute I say I'm the big chicken, I get a big laugh, and then we get into the conversation.
You know, I was looking at a map of Boston Market restaurants, which are concentrated mostly in the northeast part of this country, I think it's safe to say. And the thing that occurred to me was Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, if you go to Boston, literally Boston, not Boston Market, but if you go to Boston, the city, you can't turn around without hitting a Dunkin' Donuts. And I wonder how much you're thinking about expansion into the rest of the country, as Dunkin' is trying to do.
Well, we are right now concentrating on the key markets where we do very well. So this year, we're opening a majority of our restaurants in New York, in New Jersey as well, we're focusing on, and at the same time in Florida. So that's our main focus. In the meantime, we're also penetrating the shopping center segment. We realize that there is a big gap in food courts for food like the great food we serve at Boston Market.
Who's your competition?
Our competition varies from daytime to nighttime. Huh. We are a bit of a hybrid. We're really not just a restaurant. So in the daytime, we operate and we compete with restaurants. However, between 4:30 and 6:30, we really compete with supermarkets.
As in people coming into your place and buying a chicken and taking it home?
Buying a family meal, absolutely. You know, we are a great convenience for people that are busy. Moms and dads that are thinking around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, what they're going to put on the table. So either they're going to stop at a Boston Market and get a family meal for 3 or 4, or go to a supermarket, do their shopping, and buy a rotisserie chicken on their way out.
How do you compete against some of the bigger fast casual chains? I mean, you guys have 450 stores, which objectively is a lot, but in the space, maybe not so many.
Yeah, you know, we're going to continue to grow. I mean, we used to be a much bigger chain at one point, and we had to close some of the restaurants. But what's amazing, everywhere I go, people know what Boston Market stands for. People have a great love for the brand. You know, this year we're going to open 12 new restaurants. Next year we're planning to open 20 to 24. And we've been fine and competing in the marketplace.
You have this thing you do on Thanksgivings. You go to the store in New York City, right? The flagship store in New York and work Thanksgiving, 12-hour shift?
All our executives, they go out and work on that day. We work alongside our staff, and we have a lot of fun.
You get all your fellow C-level executives out there working with you?
Yeah, we are all scattered across the country because we want to learn, you know, what goes on in San Francisco versus what goes on in Dallas, what goes on in New York, what goes on in Detroit. And we've had record Thanksgiving every year because of what we've been taught by our people as well.
What's your go-to meal when you go to a Boston Market?
I love eating a quarter white with no skin, boiled potatoes, and steamed vegetables.
Mr. Michel, thanks very much. That's George Michel, the CEO of Boston Market.
Thank you.